This is the Amador Area District Board of Directors meeting for Tuesday, June 19th, 2018. Please join us in the Pledge of Allegiance. Thank you. With that, we have approval agenda.
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? There is unanimous. It looks like we have a quorum. And public matters not on the agenda. Discussion items only. No action to be taken. Any person may address the board at this time upon any subject in the jurisdiction of the Amador Area District Board of Directors. However, any matter requires action may be referred to staff and our committee for report and recommendation or possible action at a subsequent board meeting. Please note there's a 5-minute limit per topic. Any members of the public? Seeing none, directors? Well, with that, we'll move on down to administrative matters.
I'm sorry, I will.
Okay.
Sorry for my late response here. I just wanted to thank the Air District for the Pine Needle Bin project, which is going on Woodland Road right now. And in fact, as I was driving into my office, Jennifer, she was busy with a pitchfork and a truck and a, you know, and it's
all right. Well, thank you, Lynn. Any other comments? That will move down to item number one. This is the minutes for January 16th, 2018.
And I think we have two sets of minutes for approval. The minutes from January were held over for a couple minor corrections, and I just wanted to mention that we did get it straight as far as, you know, who was the chair, who was the vice chair, who was covering, and who came in.
I messed that up.
So, well, no, it wasn't all you. There was someone
hey,
stepped out and then stepped in. So we got it all squared away.
Do you want to go ahead and do both sets of minutes one time then?
Might as well.
Okay.
All sets of minutes.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Carries unanimous. With that, move down to item number two. We have a resolution updating rule book in addition of new rule 400.
Yes, and good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, members of the Air District Board of Directors. You have a memo in your packet for this item, along with a draft resolution. And this is a follow-up from our last meeting where we held the public hearing compliance with the appropriate noticing, posting, advertising. This board of directors subsequently approved the update to the Amador Air District rule book, including the addition of Rule 400, the new source rule. So what I'd like to do is just have a formal resolution authorized at this time.
Could you remind me of the new rule, the 400? Right.
The 400 is the new source rule, and it's a requirement. I don't know if you remember Ray Kapai came in, and he explained that there was because we were in attainment, but now we're out of attainment with the federal ozone rule, that triggers this requirement, and we did not have this as part of our rule book, so it needed to be added in.
Yeah. So this is for any new source of ozone making or producing?
Yeah, any new source that would generate emissions, would trigger this.
Ozone or anything?
Actually, I don't know if it's
criteria pollutants,
ozone, PM.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, it's coming back.
Okay.
So I will move approval. Is that... We already had the public hearing, or this is...
We already had the public hearing, okay. So, well, Brian, yeah, he'll do the, and so we'll just approve the resolution by vote.
We'll just need a motion, and is that where you're going?
Yes, that I'll make a motion to approve.
I'll second.
Yes.
Before we take a vote, any members of the public like to comment? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Carries unanimous. With that, we'll move on down to item number 3. This is AB 197. This is a grant to update emissions data.
And I've got a sheet of paper coming around to you right now. And this is the Assembly Bill AB 197 grant to reimburse the Air District. And AB 197 requires that the Air District provide updates on its sources, on the emissions, as we were talking about just a moment ago. And I've put in some language that comes right out of the bill where it states what the Air Districts have to do and what the Air Districts have to provide. And the sheet that I handed out to you, I sent that around at the last Air Board of Directors meeting, and we actually were required to do this several months ago, and actually that sheet shows you the list of requests that you can see is quite lengthy, made of the Air District by the California Air Resources Board. So we had to expend a tremendous amount of time and energy and resources to comply with this. Well, after the fact, the state decided to release this grant program. And so this grant, basically, it's going to allow us to recapture, recoup some of those expenses that we incurred in complying with this. So I've attached to your packet the resolution, the draft resolution, as well as the grant agreement package. That has the grant agreement cover letter and the grant agreement itself. And so what I'd like to do is go ahead and apply for this grant, because I've been told that we will be able to go back retroactively and recapture the cost that we already expended. And I did some quick checking on the costs that we've already expended. And based upon the sheet that I've given you, over $8,500 was expended already by the Air District. So to me, it really makes sense to pursue this grant to be able to get.
Any chance that we'd actually exceed the and that the grant would provide for?
No, the maximum is $18,267.
Right.
I don't expect that we'll exceed that, but I'm just glad that we're able to recoup some of that money, because originally when they released this, they were saying it was going to only be from the point forward of the grant agreement, but I got written notice from the Air Resources Board that they would allow us to go back in time and recoup some of those costs that we've already incurred.
You know, I guess a question I have, what this grant would be paying for, is this duties that we are statutorily obligated to do?
Yes. Yes.
One more question. I see there's an invoice in this little sheet you sent out here.
Yeah.
$196,000 and some change to Ampine?
Yes.
Is that they charge for a yearly fee, or what is that?
No, actually, that was an incorrect invoice that they sent to Ampine. They, when the Air Resources Board was pursuing this originally, they were under the assumption that the Ampine facility triggered this additional expense. They sent the invoice. Obviously, $196,000 invoice rattled some cages and got the attention of the Ampine folks. We then questioned it, and they then rescinded that invoice. So that's there just to kind of give you an idea of the really the crazy amount of wild goose chase that we were set on with this. And it was really frustrating to me because, you know, we were being asked over and over. You can just look at these dates. I mean, repeatedly asked for information, and then finally, you know, I'm glad to see that we can get some money back. So with that, I'll be looking for approval of the resolution and a vote to authorize the Air Pollution Control Officer to submit the AB 197 grant application to receive the $18,267.
So move. Oh.
Second.
Motion by Morgan, second by Axe. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Carries unanimous.
Any public comment on this?
Oops. Thank you. I did skip public comment. Any member of the public like to comment? Oh, okay. Thank you. Moving on down, item number four. This is the CARB CAPCOA wood stove replacement program with El Dorado County Air Quality Management District.
Yeah, and so this is a wood stove replacement program that's recently been introduced by California Air Resources Board in conjunction with the California Air Pollution Control Officers Association, CAPCOA. Unfortunately, when I first looked at this, I was a little disappointed because the grant agreement and requirements are extremely burdensome and very time-consuming and resource-draining. And as a matter of fact, the original CAPCOA email I got contained 13 attachments of different forms and different requirements that are associated with this problem. And so initially when I looked at this program, I thought there's no way a small district like us with the amount of staffing we have, it's just not possible. I was then made aware of El Dorado County Air Quality Management District is doing a program where they're partnering with other districts that don't have the staff and resources to do this program. And so I was approached by the Air Pollution Control Officer at Placer County, and included in your packet is a sample agreement that El Dorado County has with Placer County, because El Dorado County is going to be managing and overseeing the Placer County program. What I'd like to do is basically mimic what they're doing there and have Amador County go into an agreement with El Dorado Air District and have them manage this program for us. We will be involved with it to some extent. We'll go out, Matt will go out and take pictures of the wood stoves and do some documentation. But this opportunity, I think, is really good because it relieves us a lot of the administrative duties that are included with this program. And like I said, the number of, I mean, I'll read off some of these: voucher application checklist, voucher application, voucher, retail packet checklist, voucher tracking form, recycler certification form, owner-tenant agreement, retailer agreement. There's just a tremendous amount of administrative work involved in this program that we couldn't do, but this will allow us to do it. Now, the catch is El Dorado County would like to split the grant with us, so we would be able to receive half of the funding, about $50,000, and they would be able to utilize half of the funding for their district, and for a total of $100,000. So this is a program, and I know Stan and Shirley are here, and they may want to speak to this this issue. But you know, this is coming on the heels of the wood stove program that we did here locally, which went very well. I think was very successful. Stan and Shirley can also speak to that. But all reports that I've received was that it was a very successful program, but we were able to tailor that to our needs and what we could handle as far as the effort, staff, and resources that would be required. This program, we cannot do that. So this is a way for us to kind of get around that and be able to offer this program.
So is the total cost to our air district the $50,000 that we forego to El Dorado County, other administrative costs along the way?
No, that's it.
That's it.
That's
so
it.
We forego half of the grant.
Right.
And they take care of everything else.
They take care of everything else.
And Jim, I assume you've spoken to them and they're open to this? El Dorado is open to this?
Yes, they are. Okay. Yeah, as a matter of fact, he sent me this agreement that he did with Placer County. And from what I understand is he is going to be doing the same thing, I think, with maybe a few other of the smaller, more rural air districts.
Jim, I have another question. Under the recitals, item number 1.4.
Yes.
Incentive funding is available on a first-come, first-served basis. Program will continue until whatever the funds are depleted. Is there any chance that are we guaranteed in Amador to get our $50,000? I mean, it's not going to be gobbled up by El Dorado County because they have more people.
No, and actually by doing this, this locks in this funding for us, and this guarantees us the $50,000 for ours. Whereas if we didn't do this agreement and maybe took some time to decide, you know, if we could or whether we would do this program, that funding then could potentially be gobbled up, but not by necessarily by El Dorado County, but by the really big districts. San Joaquin, Sacramento, L.A., those districts, they chew up millions of dollars of this funding. So our $100,000 that we're doing here is really a small amount, but it is guaranteed to us.
Jim, I have a question.
Yeah.
Does this in any way tie into, I know Placer County and El Dorado County have to meet the Tahoe Regional Planning Agency requirements? For wood stoves, does it have any connection with that at all?
I don't believe so. I haven't heard that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Any members of the public like to speak? Thinking about it.
Come on up, Stan.
Well, I would like to see it happen. I go out every day into houses, and I know this has some pretty stringent requirements as to the eligibility levels of the homeowner as far as their economic status. It's definitely focused on lower income people, and I go out every day and see really scary installs, stoves that are, you know, single wall pipe going through walls and everything else. Unsafe. And the way I understand the program is that there are different levels of funding where they can get under a hardship, they can get additional funds above and beyond in order to cover the pipe if they don't have the money to be able to cover the remainder of the cost. So on the majority of them, it's going to be a set fee, $2,000 for whatever it is. But then they can put in for an additional amount of money that will allow them to replace more than that if they don't have the funds to do the job correctly. So I'm a little disappointed to know that we're not going to have the whole $100,000, but at least if we had the 50, I mean it was a great deal last year with the 50,000 that it helped 25 people get a new stove. I don't imagine too many of you are familiar with the stoves, but the older wood stoves put out 40 to 60 grams of emissions per hour, the particulate matter, and the new stoves are all under, almost all of them are under 4. Grams per hour. So, you know, there's hundreds and hundreds of the old polluting stoves out there that we really need to get out of circulation. And this, you know, besides the safety of the installation and the safety of the old stoves, just the amount of pollution that the stoves are putting out in comparison, pretty significant. So I'd like to see it happen.
Yeah.
Questions?
If you could, please state your name for the record.
I'm sorry, Stan Hampton.
Yeah, I had a question. I had a question, Sam. This is funding is just for replacement with new wood stoves, or Yes.
Is it funding also available for conversion to electric or gas?
Just wood stoves on this one. I don't believe they're gas. It's replacing a wood stove with a clean wood stove or a gas stove, but not a pellet stove for some reason. Gas or wood, gas or electric new stove.
Any questions? Thank you, Mr. Hampton.
Thank you.
Jim, is the half and half set up the only way El Dorado County does it? It does seem like a big bite. I mean, yeah, they're doing a lot of work on our behalf, but 50% seems like a pretty healthy price to pay.
Yeah, at this point, I mean, I can try and maybe get 60-40 or something a little more in our favor. But what they've done already with Placer and what they're doing with the other districts they're working with is a 50-50 arrangement.
You know, maybe not looking a gift horse in the mouth, but perhaps you could insert a provision into the agreement that allows for consideration of requests beyond the 50 grand. If we have five more applicants that look like good, solid applicants, and we're already at the $50,000 limit, maybe put some language in there that suggests they can consider in good faith those additional requests.
I agree, actually. And if you look at the Exhibit A, this is the part of the agreement that I plan on custom tailoring to Amador Air District. So I think you're absolutely right. That would be a good place to put that in. And especially if we were to expend all of our $50,000 and they still had some money sitting there, I say we should have first rights to it. And so I will definitely have that put in.
Thank you.
So if this is being split up between both counties, what kind of impact does that have on the approved vendor list? We have people coming in from El Dorado County installing stoves here, or?
I don't believe so, and that may be something that I'll have to put into this agreement also, that we restrict the projects in Amador County just to our approved vendors over here.
Okay. Thanks.
Jim, I'm sorry. About the 1, 2, 3, 4, fifth one down on that Exhibit A, is there a reason it says approximately 50%?
Maybe because we want to ask for more than 50%.
Yeah.
I would think we want to guarantee at least 50%.
Yeah, and I certainly will, as I said, I'm going to go through this and customize it to our needs. So I've circled the word approximately and put a big question mark next to it, so we'll definitely take a look at that.
Well, it could be that, you know, you sell stoves and they cost a certain amount, and if you're like one stove away from your $50,000 upper limit and you afford it, then that's maybe that's what they're getting at.
You're right, and a lot of times little wiggle language is worked into these things, but we'll try and specify it as clear as possible.
You're just seeing as far as the administrative load that it would take to do this would be substantial?
Oh, yeah, it would be. As a matter of fact, you know, and I certainly understand Stan's comment on, you know, wanting the whole amount, but unfortunately, if we were to do it ourselves, I just wouldn't be able to do it. With the staff and resources we have, we wouldn't have any funding. So doing it this way allows us to, you know, at least capture a good amount of the funding. Yeah.
Two, that as one of the requirements of going out and inspecting the stove and determining that the one they're wanting to replace is a non-EPA stove, we would be willing to help on that line. Also, because I mean, we'd have to if we weren't the ones that were going to replace it, somebody's going to have to go out and inspect it. And it doesn't make sense to me for Placer County to send somebody over here to look at a stove where it's in our area, and I would have to go out, if I was going to replace it, I'd have to go out and look at the job anyway to see what was needed before I would be able to create a proposal as to what was needed on it. So we would be work on that side of it, too, to help their costs down if that allowed for more of the jobs to be able to be done.
Thank you.
I had one more question. I asked about what kind of units you could use these funds for, and you said gas, electric, or wood. What are they? How do they handle split systems? And the reason I asked that question is I have a wood stove, and I decided this past year that I was tired of wood, and with my only heat, and I went to a split system, and it was very efficient. And but it's got air conditioning along with heat, but it was under $1,000.
So you have a separate wood stove as your source of heat, but you also have a separate furnace for heat. Is that?
No. All I had before was a wood stove.
Okay.
Now I have the wood stove still there, but I don't use it.
Right.
I have a split system, which is a heater and an air conditioner unit. You see them in motels and stuff up on,
oh, yeah,
up high.
Yeah, and my understanding is that there's not a requirement for it to be your only source of heat. I believe that, like, for example, if you had a non-EPA certified stove, even though you have a split system, you would be eligible for this program, I believe.
Come on up, Stan. Yeah.
I want you to be recorded.
I believe that the one of the requirements would be that the old stove is removed and certified recycled. So you wouldn't be able to keep the old wood stove there as a backup. It would have to be removed. But I don't know, because the mini splits are an electric heater as well as the air conditioner, I don't in what I've read in the program, I didn't see anything that would eliminate them.
Yeah, because it makes sense, because we're looking at pollution.
Right.
And the air conditioners create a lot of pollution also, and these are much more efficient.
Yes. Yeah.
Any more members of the public? And board?
Well, people are quieter than I am, so I'll make a motion to approve the for an El Dorado County stove removal system.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? That carries unanimous. Thank you. And with that, we'll move on down to the CCAD. That's a City County Agency Diesel Engine Program.
Yeah, and on this program, I think it was back in 2016 when we initially first introduced this program, and it was budgeted for $160,000. Did we put in? The last sheet in this packet shows you the status of the projects that we've done. We've expended $147,122.15, and we have the City of Jackson's project in the works right now, which essentially we will have completed that program. And it has been, I would say, successful based upon the response and the participation. We've helped, city, county, and other agencies within Amador County comply with the Air Board regulations regarding diesel emissions. We have had two additional requests, one from Amador County Transportation and Public Works Department and one from the City of Ione Public Works Department. The two requests are attached here. One is a memorandum and one as a as an email. Now, before, in March, when we were looking at our draft budget, I had tentatively earmarked $50,000 to do another wood stove like we had done previously. That was before this wood stove program had come up. Now that we have this this CARB CAPCOA wood stove program, that leaves that $50,000 available. And what I'm suggesting is we put that money towards the CCAB, the City County Agency Diesel Engine Replacement Program, and go ahead and see, you know, we've got two requests on the table. If another request was to come in, we could look at that and put these funds to the best use to somewhat extend this program a little bit. So, again, you've got two requests there. You've also got the distributions that we've done previously. And what I was asking for is authorization to continue this program with the two requests and any additional requests within the total budget of $50,000.
Roughly what does each request cost?
If you look on that last sheet, you would see $25,000, $25,000, $15,000, $17,000, $25,000, $6,400, then $25,000, and $25,000. So on average, $25,000. Yeah. And that's the way we set up the program. Like I said, for a grand total of $160,000 was budgeted. We went up to $25,000, and I think the way we did it was 75% up to a total of $25,000.
So, but there's only $50,000 for this year?
That's what I have for this year.
So
yeah.
Two projects could pretty much eat it.
Two projects would eat it up unless they come in. As you see, we've had a few projects come in lower.
Yes.
So if these projects were to come in lower, then perhaps we could do a little more.
Jim, I was talking to Derek Selman last night about this request from the county, and he gave me a figure of up over $100,000 for the piece of equipment, and we only have a budget of $50,000. Are they just going to be allotted half of that 50 towards theirs, or?
Oh no, they would get a max of $25,000. They wouldn't.
Just a max.
Regardless of what they, the amount they're going to spend, we would still conform to the program that we had set out, which was 75% or a max of $25,000.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
And how much is the City of Ione's request?
I don't have any further information from them. All I have is a Tier 4 diesel mower, and I'm not sure where that'll come out. I haven't gotten any additional information from them beyond this initial email.
Have you reached out to the City of Jackson to encourage them to look at their portfolio of old equipment to see if there's a way they can utilize more of this money? Seems like they're receiving a disproportionately low portion of the overall.
If you look at the bottom of that last sheet, you see the City of Jackson is queued up for another bite at the apple. They're gonna have another opportunity on the old program, not this new program, but the old program. So actually, they could potentially end up with $25,000 plus the $6,400.
And we were discussing it the other day at Public Works. So,
yeah,
definitely interested.
For some reason mine didn't print out. I don't know why I didn't get it, but strange. Anyway,
you may be missing some pages.
It's okay. I don't think it matters. We're looking at probably $25,000, whether it's to Amador or as far as other requests we had.
Right.
As far as the question of City of Jackson receiving a disproportionate share, really the City of Plymouth is getting nothing.
Why is that?
I don't know.
We did reach out to them, and they didn't have anything that they wanted to try and do with this program. But we did reach out to Plymouth. Yeah.
Do they like their old equipment?
I think maybe I need to talk to City of Plymouth, John.
Yep.
And so right now you said there's 50,000 available, and 25,000 is the limit, correct?
For each project.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have any idea how much IONS project is? I guess this, if that's 25,000 limit, they can probably go to that.
It could be, but yeah,
I
don't know. Again, we would approach it as 75% up to a maximum 25.
Yeah, I think the, as far as the counties, what they're looking for is replacing a zipper is quite irritating to me because we got a zipper that works quite well. It's a good machine, and we can't use it because of air rules. It's a low-use machine, but I guess I talked to you about that a number of times. Really, and people wonder why stuff's so expensive and going to the store and you buy anything. Hey, we're part of the problem.
Merv's got a piece of equipment too that, I think he's got like $500,000 piece of equipment that he has to replace.
Oh, his tub grinder?
Yeah. Yeah, a horizontal grinder.
Well, I think people need to remember that actions have consequences. When you go to the store and look at the price of everything, we understand why now. Anyway, any members of the public like to comment on this? Then what is the desires of the board?
So, Jim, are we voting to approve the two projects that have been requested?
You're authorizing the Air Pollution Control Officer to continue this program with the two requests and any additional requests within that total budget of $50,000.
So if we approve this, then theoretically the program can end right now for this year?
As it stands right now, but we certainly...
With the amounts that we have in the
budget. With the amounts right now in the budget. And again, this is taking the $50,000 that we kind of had earmarked for another wood stove program and utilizing it here. You know, we can always come back and we're going to be actually approving a budget at the next meeting on August 21st. If there's a desire to look at putting some of our funds back towards a program like this, we can do that at any time during the year. I mean, it's a budget transfer. So, we set a budget, but that's our general guide. And if we decide, you know, we want to enhance a certain program, I have no problem bringing that back to this board.
I move we authorize APCO to continue the CCAD program with the two requests and any additional requests within a total budget of $50,000.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? That would carry unanimous. That will move on down to item number six. This is APCO's updates.
Yeah, APCO's updates. And let's see. What I have here is, first of all, I mentioned it before, the budget hearing is scheduled for Tuesday, August 21st, for our meeting right here at 1:30, and we'll do the public noticing for that. I also have in here the second page, and for some of you may be missing pages in your handout, but this is what the second page looks like. And this is a summary of our wood stove program that shows the 25 projects And it shows that 24 of them are completed, and there's just one that's still pending. But that's a total of $48,838.43. And I think Sierra Hearth and Home saw a big part of those. How many stoves? Do you remember how many you did? They did, I would say, a big chunk of those stoves. So, again, that's the wood stove program that we did previously. I consider that a successful program. The electric, the next thing is the electric vehicle charging stations pilot program update. We're still working on that. We do have interest from the three cities, and we don't have any progress yet, but we will be continuing to work on that over the summer, and hopefully by next meeting, which will be August 21st, we'll have a little better update for you.
Have you reached? I'm sorry, Lynn, go ahead.
Have you contacted anybody up country? Any?
No, because what?
People travel up there on their way to Tahoe or Reno or, you know.
Yeah. Whatever. Yeah, and so that's something that we could do in the future down the road. What was authorized was these three pilot projects, so we're going to be focusing on those. Yeah.
Is there a roadblock? Are you running into an issue trying to sort through these details? Seems like it's been a while that you've been working on it.
Yeah, it has been a while, and I think it's just a matter of keeping on top of the staff at the cities. They've got a lot of stuff going on. They're busy. This maybe hasn't been as high a priority, but we will definitely reapproach them and make sure we're keeping on top of them.
I can give you a brief update with Amador City. I know with two of the property owners that we thought would be the best place for the location of an ECV, both of the property owners were not interested. So now we're moving towards a third.
Okay. Okay. So property, yeah, property.
Story.
Could be. Yeah. And then lastly is the financials, as usual, are always included at the end of the packet here. And that completes my APCO's update.
Thank you, Jim.
Somewhere what that reserve fund is now?
Yeah, and I don't have it in this agenda, but I'm going to bring it next meeting, and I'll show you exactly what the status is of that cash reserve that the Air District has. So, I don't have it in this. This is just essentially the financials in here that you're looking at is the checkbook, kind of the, you know, what's expended and what's come in. But as far as the budget that you'll see next, you'll see the projected expenditures, revenues, as well as the cash reserve.
Okay. Well, thank you, Jim.
Thank you.
No correspondence. So at this point, we're adjourned until August 21st, 2018 at 1:30 p.m.
Okay. And real quickly, lastly, I did want to very briefly recognize Robin Springsteen. She has done a terrific job. She stepped in as a part-time temporary employee to take over Hermenia's job. As you know, Hermenia had her baby boy. And I just wanted to acknowledge Robin has done a fantastic – what a challenge to come in and take over someone's job, kind of middle of it, and she's done a really good job. So I wanted to acknowledge that.
Thank you, Robin.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Now we're adjourned.
Now we're done.
Thank you.